I'm Hugh Massey, the President and Founder of Financial DNA Resources. Today I'd like to share with you the next topic in our white paper series. The topic is organising a family meeting. I'd like to start with a quote from Jane Howard. Call it a clan, call it a network, call it a tribe, call it a family. Whatever you call it, whoever you are, you need one. In today's busy and complex world, focusing on family communication is very important. In essence, sound family communication is the foundation of trust in the family and hence the quality of family decisions that get made. Whatever the level of wealth in your family, the life and financial decisions that get made and how they impact family members are very important to family unity. It is all relative. How can you have sound family communication if your family never properly gets together as a family unit? Why are you holding back from organising a family meeting? Are you concerned it will not be worthwhile? More importantly, are you concerned about some hot issues that may get raised? What happens if someone gets very emotional? Will the cost be too high? These are no doubt very valid reasons for not organising a family meeting. However, do you want greater family unity and hence greater family harmony, wealth and ultimately a quality life? If yes, the key then is to start planning a family meeting and hopefully make it an annual event. Remember, every family has some level of dysfunction, so you need to realise that, but not let it deter you from having a meeting. In planning the family meeting, whatever your place in or relationship to the family, you need to have a positive mindset. The meeting is more likely to be successful if everyone comes to the meeting wanting to enhance family unity and achieve a positive outcome. You may not necessarily get every issue resolved, so do not expect that to happen. However, if a dialogue on some key issues is opened up in a positive way, then this is a great start to building family unity. Choosing what you want to talk about as a family unit is also very important. This will somewhat differ for each family depending on the state of family dynamics, the circumstance the family is in, the opportunities and the problems. Certainly, it is safe to choose areas to discuss that will minimise the potential for confrontation. This is particularly important until the family is used to meeting and handling conflict together. Once the understanding is developed, the more difficult topics can be raised. You also need to ensure that the whole experience of the family meeting is warm and exciting, even if there are large and or financial issues to discuss. Everyone should want to come and look forward to it. So setting the scene and how do we organise the family meeting? In organising the family meeting, or what we call a family currency forum, take the following steps to make it a positive experience. Convene the family together. So explain to them that there will be a family get-together, meeting or retreat, and in doing so, communicate the positive benefits. Ideally, this should be done in person or by phone with a follow-up written invitation. Then choose a setting which will provide a great lifetime experience and is neutral. This does not have to be expensive, but should be fun and memorable. Then identify some key themes that can be discussed at the family meeting within a positive framework. This can be done by each family member taking 5 minutes to complete the Quality Life Family Review. This can be accessed from our website, www.financialdna.com. Then set the agenda for the meeting based on the key themes identified from the Quality Life Review and or are known from prior discussion. Typically, the topics will include family purpose, communication, business succession issues, wealth transfer, philanthropy, financial education, goals and legacy. Focus on one or two areas that could form the foundation of family goals to achieve in the next 12 months. Also include some time for fun together as a family unit. Ensure you provide an environment for the family to celebrate successes and its strengths. Just before the meeting, send another written communication which builds the enthusiasm for the meeting and to set expectations. You can also have the family members complete the financial DNA profiles before the meeting to more objectively discuss their different behavioural styles and life motivations. you will find this quite a fun exercise to go through, and the family members generally enjoy discussing each other's profiles. For more information on the profiles, please go to our website financialdna.com. If needed, invite an independent family facilitator. If you'd like more assistance with understanding family dynamics, please contact us at wealthmentoring@financialdna.com. For more insight into this topic, please refer to Chapter 12 of my book, Financial DNA, Discovering Your Unique Financial Personality for a Quality Life. If you'd also like to read more about family dynamics, then a good read is Wealth in Families by Charles Collier.